Hello and thank you for joining me on What Do You Know For Sure podcast. Today I'm joined by Amber Zoe and this is a conversation about being on the right path and about being loved. This conversation really highlights authenticity, I think, and being certain in the power of love and certainty and security and how that can push you through a lot of doors, really. You know, Amber has been so determined in what she's wanted to achieve, and she's still very young, but has done so much of what is on her plan. But she's also really open to that path might change or it might not, but she's open to the future being perfectly what it is. It's a really optimistic conversation that I did really enjoy. As we discuss in the podcast, Amber was on Ignite, the radio show, with me away just not long before the pandemic on the 11th of November 19. So if you would like to listen to that and hear a bit more of her chat and some of her favourite songs, you can go onto mixcloud.com, search Anne Hughes Ignite and scroll back to show number 76. Enjoy this conversation. Amber, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me as a guest. I do need to say, first of all, if you can hear any pig noises, my French bulldog Sol is sitting right next to me eating a treat, and the noises he makes sounds like ones you would hear on a farm.
They certainly do, but he's awful cute, Amber, I have to say. He's awful cute.
Oh, no.
Tell us a wee bit about you.
Basically, I am just a lassie from Cumbernauld living the dream on the radio. Mm-hmm. I am currently on Pure Radio doing my drive time show. We are all working from home just now in lockdown, which is, it's such a blessing that we're able to do that, but it's also, some days it's pretty difficult because I'm a very sociable person. I want to be in the studio. But yeah, I do radio, do lots of, I say Instagram stuff, but Instagram I try and be very relatable and authentic. I just want to be everybody's pal. I want to create a platform on Instagram and on my show that you can come to and chat to me, and it's a nice little safe place where we can grab a cup of coffee and just be pals.
Yes, and you have been on my radio show, Ignite the Radio Show, before, and we just checked the date and it was November 2019, so it feels like a world ago, because it was obviously a few months before our pandemic and we're now in February 2021. It all seemed so normal then, didn't it, Amber?
It did. It seemed, when you think of it now, it really is a different world. Like, even just the thought of walking into the radio station to see you without a mask on, giving you a hug, like, that's madness. And yeah, I was still at Clyde One at the time, so I was there for 6 years doing the traffic and travel bulletins, and then eventually I kind of became co-host of the Drive Time show as well there. So that's always been my kind of slot, so I've really adapted to that lifetime and lifestyle of working kind of late afternoon and in the evening pretty well, actually. So yeah, I was there at the time when I last spoke to you, and it definitely was a whole different world. What have we got for a taste of that back?
I know, a wee trip to Sunny Govan, we would just love it, wouldn't we? So, you have answered this question once before, but today, and life has changed a lot for you, I know, in the last year, but tell me, Amber, what do you know for sure?
Do you know, I purposely never listened back to the radio show that I did with you before, to see what I answered, because I'm a firm believer that you need to be in tune with yourself and just sometimes ask your body questions. So I literally sat down and closed my eyes and asked out loud, what do you know for sure?
Yeah.
And first answer that popped up in my head was that I am on the right path. I am going to get to where I want to be, and that I am loved.
That's beautiful. I think to know you are loved is one of the best things you can know for sure, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And it's a combination of having an amazing family and amazing friends, and just knowing that people appreciate you, and that definitely helps, especially in times like this.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, definitely. And so your path, and I remember we did speak to about this a lot the last time you were on the radio show too. You've always wanted to do what you've done, what you do now. You've always wanted to be on the radio, be broadcasting. So how did you discover your path?
It's funny because I always, like you say, I always wanted to do it. And I was told at school, media, because that's what, and it's no disrespect to teachers, but at the time, that's what my teachers just saw things as, was media. They never looked at TV, magazines, social media, digital aspects, journalism, radio. It was just media. And it was media is a fickle industry, is what I got told. And I got told by the careers advisor at school to pick something I was good at, study at uni. So that's what I did. I was good at English, studied English at uni, did that with secondary teaching for 2 years, went out on placement, and I was, teaching kids at the age of like 19 and 20. And I just knew that that's not where I wanted to be. And so the same summer that I started at uni, I was listening to Clyde One in the bathroom, and I was just about to go for a shower, right, to paint me a picture. And then I heard an advert for something called it was called the Scottish Media Academy at the time. It's now called the Bauer Academy. And they were advertising courses that you could do in Clyde One. And for me, that just really ignited this fire in my belly, this passion. I phoned my mum straight away because I was working a 0 hour contract at the time in a shop in Buchanan Galleries. So I wasn't making a lot of money. The course was pretty expensive. I've not come from a background with unlimited supplies of money. I've always been very aware of how much things cost. And I'm an only child, but I've never been spoiled. I always know the value of things. So when I was younger, I'd say to my mum, "Oh, I want to do horse riding. I want to do this, that." And she was like, "Do you? Aye, it's a fortune. No way." But she said to me that day when I phoned her, she just knew that that's what I had to do. And I'm so grateful that I had that support from her. So my mum and dad put me on that course. And I ended up basically doing that course for 5 days and then getting a contact at Clyde and just pestering and pestering for work experience. And could I come in and learn this and that? And could I shadow shows? Could I work on the street team? I'll volunteer for the charity. And that was me with my foot in the door. And I like to say it wasn't even just my foot. I just jumped in like hokey pokey. My whole self, I was like, just take anything you want and I will do everything to show you that I have a passion and a determination to get to where I want to be. So that's where I found it.
And so see that level of determination to just, because the way you make it sound is like I just annoyed them until eventually they let me in. So see that way, and I get that, I can be like that too, but I don't suppose not everybody can. And how did you know that you were pushing at the right door, I suppose, is how I would best ask that question.
I asked for an email address of somebody that could give me work experience. So it's like our old boss at Clyde used to say, "Shy wains don't get sweeties." So I was confident like when I was a teenager, but I wasn't like, "Oh, I'm going to pester and pester until I get a job." But the way the industry is, I knew that I had to. Never did it in an annoying way. That's important as well. But I basically just asked, "Who can I contact if I want to get work experience here?" And I was given this email address. Didn't reply the first time, so I emailed again like a week later, and then he replied and said, "Thanks for kind of persisting with this email. Let's have a chat." And then I went in, and that's how it all kind of started. I did work experience. Literally, people say, "Oh, you need to start making teas." Like I did. Like I would make teas for presenters. I would, if there was like a gig on at the Hydro or the SEC, I would say, "I'll take the tickets to the competition winner." Like I would just drive in my own car, take competition winner tickets, get the train into town at the box office to drop off tickets for competition winners, come back to Clyde, right, what else can I do? I was in, and that was me, like, and I think it was being resourceful and passionate, but without being annoying. And I think what was very important is that I showed I want to be in this industry and I want to do this, but I am not there yet. Like, I know, I'm so for believing in yourself and loving yourself, but I'm also aware there is a pecking order. You know, I could never have walked into Clyde and been like, I'm going to be the next George Bowie. Who are you? You know, don't talk to me. I'm going to be the next big thing. I went and spoke to every single section of what I like to look at as a puzzle, like a big jigsaw.
Yep.
That makes up a radio station. I learned all about news and journalism and producing, making the adverts, social media, sales. I just got to know every department, and I think that then in return I got their respect, because they would then start to say, instead of, oh, that's that wee lassie just out of school back in, they would go, oh, there's Amber back in today. How are you doing? Because I'd taken time to get to know them. And I think a lot of people were coming in and just going, I'll put me in the studio, I'll show you what I can do, whereas I really wanted to get those foundations first.
Yeah. And do you think, you know, that sort of a second thing you said, that you know for sure that I am loved, do you think that grounding of being loved is actually what gives you the confidence to walk your path with the sort of a bravery, I suppose, that you do, and the certainty that you do?
Yeah, I guess it does, because I know that, you know, that's what it all comes down to, really, your core values. And I know that I do have a very loving and supportive family, especially like my parents. I know that every single travel bulletin I ended up reading, like, my mum wouldn't miss a travel bulletin. So, and I always knew that no matter what I did, like, my dad was at the start very, you know, kind of, you know, radio is a bit, you don't get your hopes up too much, stick to teaching. And I think he would have rather at the start that I had decided to be an English teacher. Whereas my mum was very much like, whatever you do, if you become a manager in Tesco, if you become a painter, it doesn't matter, like, as long as you're happy. And so it was always good that I had that support, because I think a lot of people just don't, which is a shame, and a lot of people feel pushed to do a certain thing. I never did. I always felt like I could have my freedom.
And see, when you think about the future, so, you know, you're saying that you're on the right path. Are you up for that path changing and you realising that you're changing your path? Are you up for just the adventure and the path taking you where the path takes you? And even though the path you're on just now, it might change, it might not. Do you know what I mean? But are you up for just trusting yourself, I suppose, with your path?
Yeah, definitely. I think it is. It's important to do that, but it's also important to have, like, goals and visions. And, you know, I think in the future, like, my ideal life would look like, I was still on the radio because I love the radio, but I would also love to get into TV at some point. I'm in no rush, but I think, like, I always say, like, presenters looking at your Fearne Cotton and Jamila Jamil, people like that I've really looked up to, who have, like, a radio show at the weekend, but they're also on the telly, like, that's the dream. How good would that be? Or, like, our very own Jane Johansson, who's, she's a Glasgow gal, and she's, like, look at her job, like, going away travelling for a place in the sun and then coming back.
Yeah.
How good would that be? So yeah, I'm totally open to my path changing it, but I do see my path eventually leading to dipping into TV as well, I think.
Great. The future's exciting then, isn't it, Amber? Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
Oh, it's been so nice to have a little chat with you.
Yep, thanks so much. Hello, and thank you for joining me on this episode of What Do You Know For Sure podcast. If you would like to connect with me, you can do that across social media by searching Anne Hughes Ignite. If I refer to my radio show and the podcast, you can catch those on my Mixcloud. Again, just searching Anne Hughes Ignite. And if you or anybody you know want to answer this question with me, please do get in touch. Just go onto my website, annehughesignite.co.uk, and fill in the contact page at the bottom, and I'll be delighted to have this conversation with you too. Thank you.